Hello and welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Chuck.
I wasn't ready. Sorry, I'm Cindy.
How can you not be ready? I said.
I don't know, because you're writing things down, and then I kind of zoned out for a second, and then I was like, oh, we're starting.
Very clearly said, okay, are you ready? You said yes.
I know. Again, did you miss the part where I said I zoned out?
Yeah, you're just like, I don't know. Anyway, The Amazing Race is back.
Yes.
Well, it's been back.
Yes.
But they actually came back.
After 19 months.
19 months. And there were four teams that didn't come back.
Right.
And
a couple of my favorites.
Kara and Ray, I think we said the week before,
yeah.
There's no way. They had to be one of the teams,
yeah,
because there was no way. There was
so much fighting.
There's no way they were staying together.
Right.
Anthony and Spencer, job and an injury.
Right. One of my favorite teams.
Yeah. Then you had Taylor and Isaiah. They came back.
Yeah, another one of my favorite teams.
But then there was
teams.
A death in the
Fam.
A close
yeah,
death.
They came back. They came. They met that, right? They went to the place, and then they had to leave.
They had to leave because there was a death in the family.
Right.
And Connie and Sam. Connie went and got herself pregnant.
How dare she? Another one of my favorite teams.
Yeah, so.
I love their story about that adopted son. Yeah. Like that. So it was one of my, I really liked them.
So anyway, and they brought two teams back. Michael and Mo and Aaron and Natalie.
And she's married now.
She's married now,
yes.
Still get lost. And Michael and Mo don't read the directions.
No.
They don't read the thing.
Yeah.
It figured 19 months.
Yeah. But they didn't get to see themselves, so they don't realize, right? Because they didn't get to show those episodes they already did.
Well, they only did one.
That's true.
Anyway,
I'm
just kind of giving them a hard time.
Okay. But please, I'll be nice to them.
I did say, for the whole race, I wonder if this is not an elimination round. Because
you did keep saying that.
Because it wouldn't be fair to the other teams that already beat these two.
Right.
Was
your reasoning?
Yeah, for them to come back and win the first.
See, I was more the other side. I was like, oh, don't make them come all the way back. And then they get to go, they leave again. Because they got both eliminated. And so I was thinking it wouldn't be an elimination round because they felt bad that they brought them, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why I was.
I was thinking if you're going to have a non-elimination round, this would have been the one to have.
True.
Because I just felt, again, if I was playing in the race and I lost to one of these two teams, I'd be kind of mad.
Right. So when it first came out, there was only five teams there, right?
Right.
So there would have been nine if everybody came back. And they only brought back two. So that's why I'm surprised that they didn't do
a non-elimination
because they didn't have as many teams.
So probably next week or the week.
Yeah, they're going
to have. They'll have to have.
Or they're cutting the season shorter. They said it's only a month.
That's true because it's...
Usually it's more than a month.
Well, the cost of...
How they're doing it this way. Yeah, because I remember that one section that was printed after we saw the first episode that... I'm so bad with names.
Mandy.
Thank you. She put in
Mandy.
There. Anyway, she put in there and they were saying that, you know, they really enjoyed it, but it was, you know, not cost efficient. Is that the right word? And so they didn't know that's something they could do all the time because, you know, they had charter planes and some other things, and which is quite expensive versus just going ahead and going on to the different things. But I'm thinking, they got to make millions off this show, right?
I would think, but then everything. But you got a big crew. Some of these shows are expensive to operate.
True.
I mean, they're.
Well, I thought they were better. I thought the reason why there were so many reality shows is that was cheaper to do than.
Well, I think most
planned programs,
but I think this one is. It costs a lot. You know, you get flights. You have travel. You have different countries.
Hotels.
You got to.
Yeah.
You got to find places you can go to and come up with challenges and different things.
Good point.
So, yeah, it's. I'm sure they're making a lot of money,
but
it's still expensive. Yes.
Yeah,
they have a budget, and they're there to make, you know, as much money as they can. But they're starting the race in Switzerland, which I love.
We love Switzerland.
And I will say,
what I say every time we go, we gotta go back, Jack.
You were saying, oh, we gotta go back. Look at this. And I'll say this: if there's one country you can only go to Switzerland.
Yeah, I agree.
It's beautiful there.
Clean, very nice people.
Most
everybody was all nice where we were at.
But the people there are just extremely nice.
Yeah. But expensive.
It is expensive.
Very expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah, it's probably the most expensive country. But we only went to three countries, so I can't really say that. But
I've been to Mexico.
But from Switzerland, France, and England, that was the most expensive country.
It was.
So, again.
But beautiful.
Yes. Austria is where I want to go next.
Austria.
Yes.
But, yeah, so then that's the deal. They're going in Switzerland.
Right.
And what they were doing is they're taking off and they're running and they got to go 8,000 miles above to one of the top of the Alps. And I always find it funny because during the challenge, you could see they had to cook themselves from climbing along this mountain.
And up those that yes. huge steep. And you and I did that at one of the mountains that we did when we were in Switzerland. And it's the air up there.
Yeah, I've said this before. It's funny. I said I wanted to go all the way to the top. I said, hey, I'm going to run up there.
You said,
I'm going to run up there. And just so I say I went to the top, you guys stayed. It was probably, what, about 500 feet, something like
that? Yeah, something like that.
It wasn't very far. So I'm sprinting up there, and all of a sudden, I can't breathe.
I know.
I'm like,
oh. I can see you're leaning over.
And I'm like going,
we're looking down below.
So I kind of...
The girls go, I don't think Dad's breathing.
So I kind of crawled up there.
Yes.
But when you can see this challenge, a couple of them were having trouble breathing.
Absolutely.
Because they can't catch your breath because you're so high up there.
Right.
But I do like the fact that Phil's standing on that one spot, and you can see six different countries.
I know.
I didn't write down the countries.
It was France, Austria, France, Germany,
Luxembourg,
Switzerland, and...
Luxembourg. I thought it was Luxembourg.
Italy.
Mm-hmm. And then...
There's one more. Missing one more.
I thought it was Luxembourg.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Anyway.
Anyway. But...
Luxembourg's a country?
I think so.
Okay.
Sure.
Anyway.
Akbar, he had 19 months off, and he's still not patient.
I know.
Why didn't he do the challenge? You know, it's the sad thing was...
Because they have to alternate, right?
They have to
do so many each.
Right. But he's like, how many times did he say, I should have done the challenge?
I would say 10 times.
It was my mistake. Yeah. I should have done the challenge. So if they showed...
But you know what? Give her credit, though.
Oh, she didn't give up.
No, she didn't.
She kept pushing through it. Even though she was afraid, number
petrified.
One. Petrified.
Yeah.
She was having trouble breathing. She was worried about the rocks being wet, you know, slippery, when she's coming back. But she didn't quit.
No.
She kept going.
And it looked a little dangerous. Like, I was like, you're afraid of heights. You said you would do it in a second.
I said I'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks, to me, I would probably be out of breath the whole time. You probably should have said, watching me go up there, you'd be like, oh, I should have done that. Because I hate when he keeps referring about her. Well, she was a...
Division one basketball.
Okay, great. How many years ago was that? I was a competitive ice skater. There's no way I'm at that level of competitiveness. Not even close. I haven't been that way. What am I? 61 in like 40 years.
There's some people that, you know, maybe they don't have any kids, or they remain single, or they just find time to
keep in shape,
which is great. I think I thought I did it for the most part until I was in my mid-50s.
I would agree with you.
And since then,
but you weren't the same level you were at a college level playing.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you are probably one of the odd men. Yeah, you always stayed in shape. You worked out. You walked. You played hockey. You ref. Yes, you were in far better shape than I ever was. But
not anymore.
No. But sometimes you drive me crazy because you don't walk fast enough. But anyway, that kept bugging me that he would bring that up, because you're talking like 20 years ago she was that way. And it's like, you have a baby, you have this, you have that, life changes. Anyway, so I was like, stop saying that she was that. She still has her competitive drive. You never lose that drive.
No.
But you're not the same level.
No.
And he's not. There's no way he's the same wave player.
No.
Okay, that's my 2 cents. I feel better.
Yeah, there
now.
You go.
I'm sick. I'm going to punch him in his face and say it again.
Yeah, there you go. You talk more. But all seven teams are on the same tram.
Yeah.
And they're going up there. And you could already see Sherry's like, uh-oh, this is going high. This is really high. And she has a fear
of heights. And
again,
she's freaking
out. Why doesn't he take the... He said something about being taller or something.
He felt like he was too big of a person to be able to do that thing, that walk.
I don't know. But that's the roadblock. Phil takes in the view. they got to pick up the clues on the ridge.
Yeah. Penn said he would stay up there and just gaze at all the countries for a while if he had time.
Yeah. Which I can see.
It's
probably... Because it's funny how that when the clouds came in, when we went up to Mount...
don't say the word right.
Mount Titlis. I can't say it because I will always make fun of the way...
The lady said it.
But when we went up to the top, it was very foggy. In fact, we almost walked off side of a cliff.
Yes.
Because we couldn't see where we were going, yeah. And we walked off. It was our fault. We got off the pavement.
Off the main path, yes.
So we said, oh, let's see what we can see over here.
Yeah.
We almost went over the side.
Yes.
But it happens. But Sherry is struggling. And then, but Ryan aced it.
Oh, my gosh.
He just...
Well, did you look at his legs and his... What did the guy say? He has bowling balls on his calves.
Bowling balls on his calves. And whatever it was. And he just said... He just aced it.
Yeah.
And they got to... Next place they got to go... I put Gaston, but it's not Gaston.
Hey, it's all right. You did a good job, little fella.
Even though those are my people.
Yes.
And that's where my family is from.
Yes.
Switzerland. I can't
pronounce... Your father's family.
My father's family. I can't pronounce half the...
No.
Half the stuff there. But anyway... Ryan and Dusty messed the tram. Even though they were first, they messed the tram.
By like a couple minutes,
by
right?
By a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And then all the other teams...
Were all there except...
All there except Sherry and Akbar.
Right.
They didn't make it. So right now you're thinking, all right, this would be a shame if they... That's what I think when I started saying, okay, this should be a non-elimination round. They shouldn't lose the first round.
Because
the other two teams that they already beat.
Oh, because they came back and the other two teams had already lost once.
Right.
Okay.
And at this time, we're going to take a commercial break. And then we go, and there's two challenges. You have the punch it, which is the belt attached to, you have to put it in the correct order.
Punch it or toss it.
Yeah, there's a story to it. You have to, and that's why you had to read
the directions.
Directions. And the other one was toss at the flag. Now, which one would you want to do?
I probably could do the flag better.
Really?
Yeah. What did you think?
I thought the belt would be easier.
Really?
Yeah. You just had to read.
But you're coordinated, so you could do that.
I get it. But I have a bad shoulder. I have bad arm, and when you're constantly
and your arm locks up
because you can see Kim. She was saying. Yeah. My arm hurts.
Right.
Because it was a lot of practice when you're twirling that. And those flags, you know, you're going against the grain and all that stuff. It's not easy. But I would have done the belt one. But toss the flag seemed to be the one that most people went with because there were only two teams.
Out of five, the other two teams.
Actually, the two teams that got eliminated.
Right, were the two teams that did the belt.
That came back. They're the ones.
Isn't that interesting, though, that back in the day, those guys, that's how you knew you were rich, by what you had in your belt.
It's
weird things like that.
It was a status thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have a cow.
Yes, you do.
So I'm rich. Because some people don't have a cow.
That's true.
They only have a goat.
That's right.
And so...
That's a big deal.
You want goat milk or do you want cow milk?
I want cow milk.
There you go.
I've never had goat milk, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
And at one point, Ryan and Dusty decided they were gonna switch. I thought for sure they were gonna switch.
I thought the way they were going on,
and
that's surprising because they didn't seem like the type of people that would give up so quickly.
Yeah,
but they were really struggling there in the beginning.
But they went and read the clues again. They go, okay, that one we're going to switch to, and it does happen sometimes where you see people switch and they switch for harder one.
Right.
So I think they would have done well on the belt one, but. You know, you have to go to the belt one. You have to start over, and the belt one was time consuming because you had to get those pieces
correctly.
So
and put through that leather belt, which is not easy.
It's not easy,
right?
So they didn't switch. They made the right decision. Pin and Kim fail on their first attempt, which shocked me.
I did. I was shocked too because I thought that was a perfect. What's the word? I'm drawing a blank on words.
Perfect challenge for
them. Challenge, thank you for them.
Well, he was saying because Kim's good at choreography. I do like how he was... They were smart to have one person calling, okay...
Right.
Step,
you know... You can tell that, they do a lot of videos together, so there's probably, directions and can work well. Like, I sit here with you. There's lots of things that I don't always agree with you on, but here I don't fight with you on because you know what you're doing. And I could see that he's like, when they're doing their videos, you could tell that he's like, he must be the director. He's the one that can sing it. I'm sure she does the choreography part. And I think they just make a good little team. And I think that's why they're going to be successful. I can't imagine they wouldn't be the top.
They're very good on the race. But right now, I think it's Ryan and Dusty's
to lose.
They're just good at every challenge.
Yes, they are.
And they nailed it.
They
watched them and they said, when they failed, they went up and they just nailed on the first time. Kim and Penn are struggling. They're not getting it. That's what she said. Okay. She was kind of getting down on herself.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she?
I was thinking, okay, all right, if your arm hurts, you're tired, take a 10-minute break.
Right.
Just take it to, you know that there's other people, still there, take a 10-minute break. And then they passed on the third attempt.
Right.
Because she was stepping on the flag.
Right.
And you can't do that.
Well, that's hard because you got to bring that flag around and bring it under your leg and then...
Yeah. And she's not tall.
Right. And that flag was pretty long.
Yeah.
And a long pole, too.
And then Lulu and Lala passed on their first attempt.
Yeah.
They're a good, strong team.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they really blossomed, didn't they?
Yeah. Since that first week where they were kind of bickering at each other. And they got lucky because it was a non-elimination round.
Yes, they did.
So... you have Raquel and Kayla. They passed on their first attempt.
Right, they thought they made the wrong thing.
Because Kayla had no coordination and she was struggling with it.
Right.
And then Akbar and Sherry finally arrive. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, oh, don't do this one. And then he's just...
yelling. Because she kept putting the... Because the flag kept hitting the floor.
Yeah. He's like, I go... All right, obviously the 19 months, you didn't say, okay, because he even said, okay, I need to be more patient, I need to be more understanding.
Right.
And he's like, come on, and she told him, really, you're going to tell me to shut up? I got to be honest with you.
Shut up! Yes.
I realize that's a bad word now.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to say it.
But be quiet!
Again, when we were talking about Kara and Ray, about how she's sitting in the back, he's not helping by... bickering at her.
Right.
You don't help the situation by going, come on, you know. Anyway, and now their pit stop is at, I said, Alsted?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Again, it's Switzerland, you can just go with. It's the pit stop. I'm like going, God, this is kind of a short.
Yeah, it was.
You know, a short, you know.
The first challenge was awesome. I thought it was really cool. I thought the whole mountain thing and that whole climbing and it was difficult. It wasn't an easy challenge.
The flag and belt thing, I'm like, there was no excitement there.
No, it wasn't at all. Yeah.
I mean, I realize that they're trying to get things done, and they're trying to find the places that are safe, where there's not a lot of people.
Right. We're definitely having a different Amazing Race than we're used to. Especially if this is new to some people, I feel bad, because it's not the normal Amazing Race.
You commented on how there weren't a lot of people in the streets in Switzerland.
And
I didn't notice that at first. I go, oh, you're right. There are not a lot of people.
Almost like it was empty.
Yeah. Now, maybe these towns are going to are not highly populated towns, so that's why they chose these places to go.
Right.
But Ryan and Dusty are team number one.
Right.
And they won $2,500 each, and you kind of said...
I go, usually they win $5,000 each.
Yeah.
$2,500? Big deal.
Big deal. Yeah, who wouldn't want $2,500?
I know. Chump change.
Kim and Penn. Penn and Kim. I need to come up with a name for them because I screw it up every time.
Okay, but anyway, they came in second.
They came in second, team number two, and they were trying to make it look like they were close.
But they weren't.
They weren't that close. Ron and Natalie passed the belt thing.
I know.
Just
because you know what she did though, she told the story, she laid it all out, she was organized, no stressing. Yeah. Of course, they don't know where they're driving to, but otherwise.
But they read the whole thing.
Yes.
Whereas you had Michael and Mo, I wrote down this. He had 19 months to learn from your first mistake. Because remember, they got eliminated because they started doing that
thing without looking at.
They just said, okay, we're just going to put it up there, and we're making abstract art.
Right.
You had to have a certain thing. I go, God, did they not learn anything? They were just putting the things on there.
Yeah.
Okay, this goes here, this goes. Right. And you can see the guy, when he went to judge it, went.
He didn't even go into it. They're like, no.
No, here's another belt.
Yeah.
Try it again. You have Raquel and Kayla and Lulu and Lala. It was a race.
Yes. That was actually true neck-to-neck race there.
Which is always fun in the Amazing Race, especially because, again, like you said, people knew watching the race.
Right.
You know, sometimes, like I said, they made it, like Dusty and those guys were close, but they really weren't that close. But this was, they were close. And there's some races where there's almost like every race, there's a battle to get to the mat first. But they were team number three and team number four. And Arun and Natalie are lost. I said, come on, what is wrong? Then they went and got directions.
Yes.
And I don't know. But Natalie didn't want to help Mo and Michael. She goes, no, don't. And she's right.
Yeah, because they helped last time and it didn't help them.
Yeah, and she goes, no. She goes, we're in a race.
Yeah.
We can't be that.
Don't help them, Dad.
Yeah. Now, I can see if you're in, like, first place and you're running out. Yeah, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
Because we said before, but you don't stop and help somebody like that. Akbar is back to being himself, nagging.
Yes.
That's what we already talked about. Michael and Mo need to start over, like we talked about. Akbar and Sherry passed.
I know.
I'm like, all right, guys, all right. Michael and Mo pass on their second attempt, but we don't know
where it is.
Where it is. Aran and Natalie, Akbar and Sherry are team number five.
Right.
But now it comes down to, okay, which team, because they're making it look like...
Again, that it's close. I don't think it was close.
I think it was probably closer than it should have been.
Okay.
But Aran and Natalie were team number six, and then Michael and Mo. I do like how Phil was messing with Akbar and Sherry.
Yes.
You know, and you're the last team. And he's like, and Akbar, you know, he's a bit, you know, he's...
Touchy.
So he's like going, come on, Phil. But Michael and Mo got eliminated again.
Right.
And they were classy the first time, and they were classy this time.
Yeah.
They said how much fun they had. Yeah. What, you know,
it was much easier this time than the first time. I wish I knew Sherry, right? I wish I knew how far behind she was when she went up that and back. Like, I wish I knew what the times were. That's the one thing I always wish they would do and tell us what the difference is between.
Well, it seemed like...
To me, it sounded like it was like a good 30-40 minutes, but I don't know if it was 30-40
minutes. Because you're watching the race. The other people are getting on the tram. She hadn't even got her clue yet.
No.
And she's still got to come back.
So that's why I was just wondering. I was like, I wish I knew what the time
was. I do like how people were giving her words of encouragement.
Yeah,
Even though she was kind of blocking people. Yeah. Couldn't get around her.
But they weren't rude.
No.
So, I mean, that was a good thing. So, anyway.
But that was this. The race is, like we said, it's back to, and we got, what, six teams left?
Yes.
Yeah. So right now you think Ryan and Dusty are the team to beat?
Yeah. There's no... I can't... And that's... Again, but see, we don't have some of those things that we'd have in the past. You know, the wrong cab. What else is it?
And it wasn't... The cars weren't even stick shift. They were automatic.
No, they're automatic.
Because they're all getting... Hey, it's automatic!
Except
Raquel...
You got to turn on the right side of the right.
Raquel wanted to... I think I might have said Rachel, but Raquel was upset
because she practiced.
Yeah, she practiced.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. I think they should be stick shift.
Yeah, but I think Switzerland is just different there. Every country has their own.
They have stick shift, but it's just like, you know, it's like, but they, it is what it is. But it was a good episode. But I did.
It's not like
I like the first, but like I said, we're messing them going to the airport. We're messing them going to. It's definitely a different race than.
I'll be interested to see how it all goes out. But I'm not as like I would get nervous. I don't feel the same way I used to feel. And then some of the challenge, I don't know. I just
because now, be honest with you. Now, if you get eliminated and lose, it's your fault because you can't blame the cab driver.
No,
when a cab driver is lost because now you're driving yourself because that's what Phil said.
Yeah, everybody's
you will
driving.
Be driving yourself. So you got to be better with your directions. It's almost like we said before. Okay, instead of going, you know, out partying at night. All right, get landmarks, you know, figure out where things are at. Look at the maps. Look at, it could be here, it could be here. I mean, I realize it's like a needle in a haystack, but still, it's at least have some idea where you're going or ask directions first instead of going, because Aran and Natalie drove how far the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I think that Akbar and Mo, who got the wrong directions?
Oh, I was mowing those guys. They were going in the forest.
Yeah, we said, no, not the forest. But that's all I got.
Yes,
you have anything else?
No, that's all I wanted to add.
I do want to thank some of our patrons.
Okay.
If you want to be a patron, go to jayandjack.com, click on the thing to be a patron, all that fun stuff. But I want to thank Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Eckhart Richter,
Ed the
creepy letter carrier, and I didn't write these down, and Tack from Paris.
Yes.
Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone who listens to us. Subscribe, tell a friend, all that fun stuff.
Until next week.
And next week we'll be back.
Yeah.
And hopefully the show will be... We had grandkids.
This week.
So it's been...
it's a little crazy.
A little crazy, so we decided to wait and do it tonight.
Yes.
But next week we hope to have it done right after the episode airs on the East Coast.
Yes.
That's all we got.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.